Jerry Bader Show 1007, Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion, Jason's Classic Cut on a Wednesday. Almost had my first midweek mistake there. Still feels like Tuesday to me. We are talking about the stabbing shooting spree that Elliot Rodger went on. Jason, I want to share that email that we just received. I have personally been involved in mentally ill relatives. One came home from Vietnam ill and the other a relative's son. The son received medication and counseling as a youngster, but once an adult, the parents had no say. The parents of the veteran tried to get him help, but he was an adult. In both cases, police were called but could not do anything, or the parents could not commit because the mentally ill person had not physically harmed anyone. Sadly, but maybe fortunately, both committed suicide. The liberal do-gooders had these laws enacted because somewhere, sometime, someone was committed without their consent, and now they're upset. Their roosters, their chickens actually, have come home to roost. Here's another one from a friend. You know, liberals must be laughing themselves silly. They can say almost anything, including this kid's killing spree is an indication of a war on women, and a near majority of citizens in the country swallow it. No wonder they want to keep the education system in this country status quo. This has nothing to do with the war on women. This is not a situation where society is turning a blind eye to violence on, well, there is no war on women. Violence against women. Mentioned earlier, the Washington Post columnist who Anne Hornaday, who blamed movies. How many students watch outsized frat boy fantasies like Neighbors and feel, as Roger did, unjustly shut out of college life that should be full of sex and fun and pleasure? How many men raised on a steady diet of Judd Apatow comedies in which the slubby, arrested adolescent always gets the girl and finds those happy endings constantly elude them and conclude it's not fair? Seth Rogen then went on Twitter, at Han Hornaday, how dare you imply that me getting girls in movies caused a lunatic to go on a rampage? Judd Apatow. At Anne Hornaday. Why is it always everything but mental illness? Because that doesn't sell papers. I concede this is mental illness. It's not guns. It's not knives. It's not anything else. And yes, it is thorny. As I said with the woman in the Milwaukee area, it's conflicted. I think in the end, here's the issue that I had in the Milwaukee case. The court ruled that her Fourth Amendment rights were violated, but it was justified. That's impossible. If it was justified, her rights weren't violated. If her rights weren't violated, it's justified. It isn't justified. That's why that was my problem with that case. The court can't have it both ways. I understand that's a thorny issue. Speaking of thorny issues, as you know, state by state by state by state by state, gay marriage is becoming the law of the land. It's going to win Wisconsin sooner rather than later. J.B. Van Hollen knows that. Conservative writer Jennifer Rubin of The Washington Post yesterday wrote this: gay marriage disappears as a GOP issue. Her exhibit A, Scott Walker. If you have any doubt that opposition to gay marriage has faded as a viable position for GOP officials and candidates outside red states, you need look no further than Wisconsin, where a conservative favorite, Scott Walker, has thrown in the towel. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Governor Scott Walker backed away from his previous support for the state ban on gay marriage passed in 2006, saying he didn't know if it violated the U.S. Constitution. would still be approved by voters today or would amount to a big change for the state's values and economy if overturned. Making clear he wanted no part of this legal battle in an election year, the Republican governor said he was focused on other priorities. Though as Governor Walker is one of the defendants in the lawsuit, he said gay marriage was an issue for Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and the federal judge, not him. Any federal judge has got to look at the law not only with respect to the state's constitution, but what it means in terms of the U.S. Constitution as well. Again, I'm not going to pretend to tell a federal judge in that regard what he or she should do about it. Walker said, would he be willing to tell him that we're at Act 10? That's me. I don't know what allowing gay marriage means. Voters don't talk to me about that. They talk to me about the economy. They talk to me about their kids' schools. And that is with regard to a state ban. Imagine how uninterested Walker and other GOP presidential contenders may be when it comes to weighing in on the issue. Since the Supreme Court has essentially sent the issue back to states, there really is no need to opine on the issue if you're a candidate for federal office. Walker isn't advocating in favor of gay marriage, nor are most Republicans, but they are saying this is an issue that, frankly, people can decide for themselves. She's right. It's over. Now, here's what's going to be interesting. Is that going to be enough? Here's what he's trying to do is keep this from being an issue in the governor's race. Is straddling the line, if you will. Tightrope walking here. Is that going to work for him? I don't know. I think they're going to press him, they being the left, to be more definitive on this. They see it as an issue that plays in their favor. Obviously, Scott Walker does as well, which he's trying to walk the line. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. Related to this, I don't mention this a lot, but the church that my wife and I currently attend is the United Methodist Church. There is apparently a civil war in the United Methodist Church over homosexuality. The church is trying to say, no, there isn't. The bishop of the United Methodist Church in Wisconsin said Tuesday he disagrees with a national group of conservative clergy and theologians who believe the denomination is headed toward an inevitable schism over the homosexuality debate that has vexed the church for four decades. Bishop He Su Jong, who oversees the Wisconsin Conference, said the majority of Methodists would resist such a split and it would be harmful to the denomination. I don't know if there's such a split or not. I know it's something my wife and I talk about, not a lot, but from time to time. We disagree with the direction the larger Methodist Church seems to be going, where it comes to accepting gays as clergy. But we don't know at this point what we're going to do about it because we like our local church. So it's a very difficult situation, and it's nothing that has impacted our local church. I think the conservative clergy are right. At some point, the United Methodist Church, just as other institutions in America, there's going to have to be a day of reckoning on it. All right, in 5 minutes, I want to share something with you. It's a former VA hospital doctor and what he says about the treatment at VA hospitals. You're going to want to hear this. It's 10:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.